Growing up here in Washington, D.C. is, you know, it was awesome as a kid growing up and, you know, attending D.C. public school systems and just growing up in the neighborhood. But it was a struggle. It was tough. It was difficult at times. And for me, I come from a family where, you know, we struggled with high cholesterol, diabetes, high blood pressure. And it's all predicated on how you approach life, whether you're eating healthy, if you're living an active lifestyle, and all those things. It has a big impact on where we will be in the future. You know, for me, I'm still struggling with high cholesterol just because of my family history. And, you know, since I entered into the NFL, I started to change my diet. I started to eat better. I started to train hard. And I was able to bring my cholesterol down just through changing my diet and eating, working out on a daily basis, and just being involved with football. So with this Redskins Fit program, I think it's imperative that the D.C. public school systems implement this, because it can be vital for the kids, and the kids can share this. They can go home and share this with their families, and they can make a huge impact in their household. And with this program, based on everything that the Redskins are doing, I feel like it's something that's it's interactive. It's very interactive for the kids. They will have fun with it. Not only will they have fun with it, it's something that the Redskins players in this building, in this locker room, can do as well. We can take the same approach and get better, continue to get better. I mean, so many times players come into this locker room, Matt Brown being one of those guys, he's always coming up to me. He's like, Vernon, what can I do to get my abs right? What can I do to get my abs better? Vernon, I've been eating spinach, Vernon. Can you see it? Can you see it? I look good? It's like, yeah, Mac, you look great, man. You look great. Just keep eating your spinach. But growing up here in D.C., like I said before, it was a struggle. It was a struggle. I wish we had programs like the one that the Redskins are trying to put into effect. I wish we had that, because if I can think back and, you know, when I was in junior high school, seventh grade, Paul Junior High School is where I was at, and I always wanted that trainer. I always wanted that person that could really educate me on my nutrition, but we didn't have it. I couldn't afford it. I guess it wasn't in the budget, and I just wanted that. I like to pride myself on thinking outside the box, and as a kid, I always thought outside the box. And that's what I did, but I couldn't seem to figure out how to put it all together, how to put a proper program together so that I can continue to excel not only on the football field but in life, right? Because I knew that if I started now at a young age, I could go on and I could be healthy later on. So it all starts now. So with that being said, I think that it's imperative for the D.C. public school systems to implement the program that the Redskins is trying to put into place, and is it can go a long way. It can be vital. It could change lives. It can make a difference, and it's something to look forward to, and something that I look forward to, because I think that it can bring joy to my heart and to my family and to everyone in the D.C. area if this program is put into place. Because, like I said, not only is it something they can benefit, but is something we can all do together to make a huge impact and change lives. At this moment, I'd like to thank WRCF for their commitment to youth and health wellness through the launch of the Redskins Fit program. Thank you very much, and I appreciate you guys having me here to be a part of this. Thank you.
Thanks, Vernon. Chancellor John Davis, no relation to Vernon. I might claim otherwise. It's pretty awesome. awesome to be here. First, just to see the Redskins practice. That was pretty awesome. I can say hail to the Redskins to everyone. But frankly, to see a former DCPS student speak so well about some of the challenges and also the hurdles that our young people face. Childhood obesity is one of them, and the FIT program is something that we are so happy we've partnered with the American Diabetes Association and the Washington Redskins Charitable Foundation. The Charitable Foundation, it not only does that, but they've adopted 8 of our DCPS schools. And in adopting our schools, they come out to the schools for events. We know that the athletes are role models to kids. And just being a part of the school a number of times during the year, we know is an uplifting part of the school year. But the FIT program is something absolutely special. So far, we've had 21 of our middle school or our middle grade schools that have implemented this during their seventh grade year. If you all can remember back to your middle school years, they're a little topsy-turvy, but providing a very strong physical education program, a two-week program where students get to set goals for themselves around nutrition, set goals for themselves around activity, and track themselves just to see how well they're doing and really becoming fit. That's something great, and I, again, want to thank Jane Rogers and the whole Washington Redskins Charitable Foundation for being a part of this. In the end, it is a great partnership, and it really affects kids, right? I talked about childhood obesity a little bit ago, but everything that we can do to get our kids to be more active, and DCPS, we are about the whole child. We're about, and I can go on a diatribe about all the things we do, from studying abroad to internships. But the physical education is an incredibly strong part of that. Obviously, people like Vernon Davis was incredibly fit coming through high school and middle school. But we need all of our kids to get fit and more fit. And the FIT program really helps them in the middle school years. So, again, we've done that in the middle schools. And right now it is my pleasure to introduce Yvonne Dowdy from Kramer Middle School to tell us a little bit about the program and what she's experienced. Could we welcome Yvonne with a little round of applause? Come on.
My name is Yvonne Dowdy, and I'm a seventh grader at Kramer Middle School. Before the FIT program, I thought that being active and healthy meant being fit. But after the FIT program, I know that being active and healthy means eating healthy and exercising. My favorite lesson from the FIT book was dynamic stretching and static stretching, because you always have to do stretch before you gotta stretch before you do something. To reduce the risk of injury. My favorite workshop activity was learning about the different food groups, because it is important to know what you're eating. And my two-week fitness plan includes dynamic and static stretching, hamstring pulls and shoulder stretches and push-ups. The most important thing I learned from FIT program is always staying healthy.
I want to thank Yvonne. I know when I was in the seventh grade, I would never have been able to get up here and do that. So congrats to Yvonne, and I want to thank Mr. Harvey for bringing her here today. It's nice to have a student be able to share a little bit. So as they've shared, our FIT program is a partnership with DC Public Schools, but we could not have done this without our partnership with American Diabetes Association. When we came together with our team, our marketing team and the Redskins, and said we really want to do this in DC Public Schools and then go out into the broader community, we talked about who would be the right partner to help us launch this. Who was a brand that really made sense? It had to make sense in order to go into the schools with the science behind it. And American Diabetes was at the top of that list, and they stepped up to help us be able to make this a reality, which we're all very, very proud of. So today we have with us Kathy Burke, a good friend of ours, who's the executive director of the National Capital Region's American Diabetes Association chapter. Now, she's responsible for sharing this information broadly across the DMV. The other day we were doing one of our FIT workshops out at, I think it was Jefferson Middle School, and Kathy got in front of the whole group and she asked all the students, she said, can you put your hands up if you know someone who's been affected, who's struggling with diabetes? Every student's hand in the entire seventh grade went up. It really shows you that we're dealing with an epidemic. And so I want to introduce Kathy Burke to share a little bit about our partnership.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for being here and for staying for this. At ADA, our mission is to prevent and cure diabetes and to improve the lives of everybody who's affected by the disease. And we take our mission really seriously because diabetes is one of the most serious health epidemics facing this nation. Almost 30 million people in the United States have diabetes, and here in the DMV region alone, more than 1.5 million people, that is over 12% of the population, are living with diabetes. On top of that, another 36% of the population have prediabetes, and a lot of these people don't even realize that they're at risk for the disease. As we continue to raise awareness and further our mission here in the greater DC metro area, we're very proud to partner with both the Washington Redskins and the DC City Public Schools to partner and present the FIT program. And for those of you who are wondering, FIT stands for frequency, intensity, time, and type of physical activity. And right now we have seventh grade students participating throughout DC in this program. We know that all youth can benefit from being more physically active on a daily basis. Current recommendations supported by the American Diabetes Association are for youth to get 60 minutes of moderate to vigorous physical activity each day. We also know, because of recent research, that most youth are not getting the 60 minutes a day. And this is a contributing factor to childhood obesity, as Mr. Davis mentioned, and it's also a contributing factor to the rising rates of type 2 diabetes in America's youth today. We're collaborating with DCPS and the Washington Redskins to change these trends, to improve youth health and wellness, and to help make healthy choices a reality today for a healthier tomorrow. Excuse me. FIT, in short, is geared towards helping youth get on path to better health for a lifetime, starting now in middle school when they can make more of their own decisions on what to eat and how to be active every single day. We at the American Diabetes Association recognize the critical value of teaching students when they're young how to make healthy food and exercise choices, thus impacting their lifelong choices for a healthier lifestyle and hopefully a reduction in the diabetes epidemic. We're proud to provide students in DCPS with this opportunity through the FIT program. So thank you.